Now to that former US military leader who blames Barack Obama personally for failing to deal with Islamic State and warns that the US president is about to make a similar mistake in Afghanistan. Dr. John Nagel has advised the US Defence Review Panel, served in both the 1991 and 2003 Iraq wars, and was asked by US General Petraeus to write the handbook on counterinsurgency. He's now warning that the US does not have sufficient forces in Iraq or Syria to address the threat from Islamic State, and he predicts that the US will do a deal to allow Syria's President Assad to remain in power. Dr. Nagel joined me this morning from Philadelphia. John Nagel, what's your assessment of the current US approach to dealing with Islamic State in Iraq and Syria? Is it working?
It is working in Iraq unbelievably slowly, and mostly not because of the United States. I do not believe that the resources the president has provided for that task are sufficient to accomplish it in anything like a reasonable time span in Iraq. Iran has therefore filled that void, and I don't think we have any strategy at all in Syria yet.
Well, the Syrian president today says he's open to genuine negotiation efforts from the U.S. Secretary of State. Is negotiation the solution to ending this war in Syria?
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it? It appears to me that President Assad, the Syrian president, would be willing to negotiations that led to the United States stepping up its efforts against the insurgents who are fighting against him, so long as the United States agreed that he should ultimately remain in charge in Syria. I actually believe that that is the least bad option available to the United States, so I think that that is probably ultimately what's going to happen. I can't believe that this administration is going to publicly state that it is willing for President Assad to remain in power, even though I think that's what's likely to happen.
So there are back-channel negotiations going on already?
Well, certainly over the past several months, the United States has been acting in support of President Assad. We have been Assad's air force fighting against the Islamic State inside Syria. I don't believe that the United States has yet accepted the fact that it is going to have to allow Assad to remain in power. He is not going to step down willingly, and the United States, I don't believe, is willing to use military force against him. Certainly, we haven't done so yet.
Now, you say that this war at this rate against IS will take too long. How long?
I believe that we could certainly have ISIS defeated inside Iraq by the end of President Obama's term, by the end of next year, 2016. Personally, I think that's too long. I think that every day we don't mobilize resources against ISIS is a day that ISIS recruits more fighters over the Internet, trains more fighters on the ground inside Iraq and Syria, lengthens the amount of time that ISIS is going to be a problem, a strategic problem for the United States and her friends and allies. And therefore, I believe that rather than 3,000 American boots on the ground, we should have 15,000 to 20,000 American boots on the ground.
The U.S. president, though, has made it clear he won't deploy more troops. The U.S. public also appears to have no stomach for it. I mean, how long would they have to remain if you did put the 15,000 in? And indeed, how long would it take to defeat IS then in Syria?
Let me push back hard on you, if I may. The American public doesn't particularly care, given that the United States has an all-volunteer army. And so the American president has extraordinary freedom of action to deploy American troops whenever and wherever he or she wishes to do so. It is discomfort by this president with another war in Iraq, a war that at some level he has to acknowledge happened on his watch and because of mistakes he made during his administration. I personally believe that the United States should maintain a long-term security and advisory presence in Iraq of some 20,000 troops. We should keep those troops in Iraq roughly as long as we've kept American troops in Germany, Italy, Japan, and South Korea. So more than half a century, yes.
You wrote the handbook on counterinsurgency for U.S. General Petraeus, but hasn't counterinsurgency failed in both Iraq and Afghanistan over the last decade? Why would it work now?
It hasn't failed in either. In Iraq, let me be clear, we never had any business invading Iraq in March of 2003, a point I made forcefully at the time. But having invaded Iraq unnecessarily and badly, we did ultimately develop a counterinsurgency strategy. It succeeded everyone. Secretary of State Clinton, Secretary of Defense Gates, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency Panetta, Central Command Commander Dave Petraeus, President of the think tank John Nagel, said keep 20,000 American troops there forever or the Islamic State at that point, we called it Al-Qaeda in Iraq, will come back, and we'll have to reinvade Iraq. President Obama made a different decision, and just as they all predicted, we have had to go back in. So counterinsurgency didn't fail in Iraq. The most recent failure there was the decision to pull all the American troops out of Iraq.
You sound like you're shooting that home very personally to President Obama.
That's because my friends have gotten killed as a result, and more of my friends are going to die in the effort to push ISIS out of Iraq, as we've been discussing. So, yeah, I think it was a pretty critical error, but he ignored the advice of his entire foreign policy team, and this failure is squarely on the president's head. He currently plans to make the same mistake in Afghanistan. The president currently plans to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by the end of 2016, a date that has no military significance but does mark the end of President Obama's second term. If we do that, we will have the Taliban at the gates of Kabul within 3 years, just as we had ISIS at the gates of Baghdad 3 years after pulling out all American troops from Iraq. If ground is important enough to spill American blood on it in quantity, it is important enough to continue to station American forces on that ground for decades in order to prevent that threat to U.S. interests from arising again.
That's Dr. John Nagle, a former U.S. military leader and advisor, whose latest book is Knife Fights, a Memoir of Modern War. And you can listen to more from him on our website.